'Tis the season for costume dramas.
I yearn for someone fresh, someone unexpected, to turn this season on its head.
That is what we need.
Indeed, we need a season two of Bridgerton. New episodes of the show returned last week to Netflix, and this followed a season of The Gilded Age on HBO. Both of these shows featured diverse casts and sumptuous depictions of the 1800s, and they're both rather obsessed with wealth and high society. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans brings his own riches to join us. Eric, how are you?
Not that much riches, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Riches in spirit.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the other kind, Eric. Bridgerton has had Netflix viewers swooning since December 2020. It featured a dashing leading man played by Regé Jean Page. Alas, he is not back for season two, which focuses on the Bridgerton family heir's search for a suitable mate.
I'm looking for perfection, Mother, and you should be too. The woman I marry shall be the Viscountess Bridgerton, the lady of this household, responsible for launching my sisters and bearing my children.
So, Eric, we have had you on before to talk about Bridgerton. It is produced by Shonda Rhimes. It has plenty of actors of color, though just a few in leading roles. What is your verdict on season two?
This season, as you said, focuses on Anthony, who is become the patriarch of the family because his father died. My primary quibble is that the dramatic conflicts that come, we can see coming a mile away. And, you know, you talked a little bit about the colorblind casting that goes on here. Bridgerton exists in this fantasy world where the different skin tones and ethnicities reflected by those different skin tones don't matter as much. It focuses on classism and not racism so much. And I do think that's another flaw of the show. It doesn't recognize the realities of what would happen if black people showed up in 1800s era England and began to act like they were aristocrats. So I think that's another problem with the show, is that it sort of exists in this weird fantasy world. And the thing that struck me about it is that with Regé Jean gone, there's no prominent man of color who's in the show anymore. And they really should have found a way to correct that.
Okay, Bridgerton season two started streaming just as The Gilded Age on HBO ended its season. The Gilded Age is set in 1880s New York. How, Eric, does this show navigate class?
Well, this show is really interesting because the conflict on this show is between people who've had money for a long time and people who got money newly. Folks who are involved in the booming industries of railroads and manufacturing. Morgan Spector plays this character named George Russell, who's involved in railroads. And so, you know, he has a ton of money. And his wife, Bertha Russell, was played by Carrie Coon. And so there's this great scene where they're having an event at their home. And one of the characters can't come to it. It's because her aunts have forbid her to come because they're from old money and they don't want to mix with the new money. Let's check out this clip.
There's no need to be angry with her, my dear. The aunts will have forbidden her to come, and she has chosen to defy them.
But why must I be the enemy?
Well, that's easy. They have been in charge since the Mayflower landed, and now it's your turn.
In charge, you know, since the Mayflower landed. Yeah, there's the old one.
Exactly. And so what you find is that you're rooting for this robber baron and his wife, even though they're getting super rich by exploiting workers. And but the show doesn't take that point of view about them, of course. The other thing that's interesting about the Gilded Age is that they hired a prominent historian of color, and they hired a prominent executive producer and director, a woman of color, a black woman, to make sure that, in particular, the storylines that involve the black characters on the show are true to life. You know, from my standpoint, I feel like the Gilded Age has done a little better job of dealing with race, but it's still much of its conflict is centered on class. This acceptance that their ideas that you matter only when you're wealthy, those are some troubling things to put at the center of a show and then not interrogate them.
And yet, surely the viewers have the same questions and issues, but they watch.
Oh, I think our fascination with these times is that it's a fantasy of living in a time when they had grand balls and people dressed in these large gowns. And Bridgerton's version of that fantasy is a world where racial prejudice doesn't exist, which is interesting to me because it allows viewers of color to be a part of that fantasy in a way that I think maybe we haven't been able to be. Whereas with the Gilded Age, it presents that fantasy too, but because it's more realistic, what the black characters are doing is much more circumscribed. And so people of color's ability to participate in that fantasy is much more limited. And so that's one of the other things that's interesting about these two shows is that they do encourage people to fetishize opulence, but they have very different ways of allowing the viewer to access that fantasy depending on who they are and where they're coming from.
That is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
As always, it's my pleasure. Thank you.